Vanessa.
And Brian, let's take a look at oil right now because WTI is sliding down more than 2% under $90 a barrel right now. We've got Brent crude that is also lower. Let's take a look right now at the sector action. As we're looking at mixed markets, we are seeing financials and materials that are in the green, but we've got energy that is losing the most right now, as well as real estate. Looking at the RX, the healthcare players today, quite a bit of action going on here. You've got Pfizer that's down more than 5% after its fourth quarter sales missed estimates. Its revenue forecast for the full year of 2022 also missing expectations. Then you've got BioNTech that is down, BioNTech being Pfizer's partner, working on clearing that under five vaccine, down more than 9%. And Moderna is also lower right now. We are looking at shares of Amgen up more than 4% after announcing a share buyback plan. Its revenue guidance came in short of expectations. The stock, though, still really holding up well during today's market action. And then looking at the NASDAQ 100, I do want to mention that we are seeing, of course, Peloton being the best performer right now, being the outperformer of more than 12%. We've spoken quite a bit about Peloton today. But I also want to mention Pfizer down 5%. The fintech company's revenue growth outlook for 2022 came in lower than 2021. That's why you're seeing pressure on the stock.